It on Air Music presents Long Player.
Michael James Keane is an artist some people may be familiar with from Wellington group So Laid Back Country China, a favourite band of mine who have released a few really amazing albums. Late last year, Michael released his solo debut, a record called The Cascade. Along with him were some other artists, Callum Gay on drums, Simon Palmer on double bass, Graham Cummack on synth, Alex Hills and Tristan Carter on violin and cello by Ruby Solly. And they went along to Blue Barn and put together this beautiful record with James Goldsmith. It's been a minute. He released it about 7 months ago, but he's finally on the way to touring it and is playing a show at the Wine Cellar tomorrow night. So I thought I'd get Michael on the phone and have a chat to him about his beautiful record, The Cascade. I just wanted to start off by asking you about So Laid Back Country China, because I feel like some people might be familiar with you from that band, which you formed. What's happening with it?
When we finished Sin Cristales and we toured with that, and we all kind of went on a little adventure at about the same time. Harriet went over to America with her husband, Kane the drummer, went up to Hawke's Bay to spend some time with his family, and I went off to the Wairarapa to work as a stonemason for a year. And we kind of had this kind of year off of doing these things and haven't quite regrouped together yet.
So it's a hiatus rather than a finite ending.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to hope we'll all find each other together again and do another record. I think we'd like to.
I immensely enjoy all the So Laid Back Country China recordings, so I hope so. But I also enjoy The Cascade a lot as well, and there's, of course, elements that are familiar from So Laid Back Country China, being that you're a core member of the band, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's not just a solo offering per se, because you have people playing drums, double bass, synth, cello and violin on this album. You recorded at Blue Barn with James Goldsmith. How fully formed were the songs when you went into recording session? Were all the parts kind of mapped out in your head, or were they sort of developed in the studio while recording?
With The Cascade, everything was pretty well mapped out except for the drums, which Callum Gay came in and played on at the end of the session. Things were pretty well mapped out, and we went in, we did all of the strings first before we'd, you know, done any guitars or anything, and then we did the drums right at the end. So it was a bit of a backwards process, but yeah.
The title, The Cascade, it's something you refer to in the first track, which is called Hello, Can You Please Stop the Cascade? Yep. It also comes up again in All the Green Leaves. What does the cascade mean to you?
The cascade is it's kind of a noise in my head and a kind of stream of anxious and bad thoughts that kind of play over and over again. Played over and over again in the past, and it was something that I kind of wanted to get out of my head and kind of examine as an object on its own, which is kind of how it became a motif in the record.
The song really sets the tone for the album, I think.
Yeah.
You have that violin sort of pulling you into everything.
Mm.
One of the my favourite songs on the record is All the Green Leaves. We hear that beautiful, delicate musicianship, but the lyrics seem to speak to these very like personal themes, which you've sort of alluded to here. Can you tell me a little bit about what was happening around the time you wrote this song?
I wrote most of the songs in hospital after I'd finished St. Cristales in the mental health unit at Wellington Hospital. And some of them, like All the Green Leaves, was a kind of a reflection on a few months before I'd gone into hospital and trying to kind of fake good mental health till you make it, which is necessary sometimes, but sometimes you can go a bit too long and end up doing a lot of things in autopilot, not really engaging with things around you. So the song's kind of about being in a surreal place where your body keeps going, but you're not quite with it.
Morning and dress. feel a need more.
It definitely feels like a peek through a window, this song. Like maybe the album as a whole, you're sort of looking through a window into someone else's intimate thoughts a little bit. Is that something you struggled to put out into the world?
Yeah, like I said, with that kind of cascade motif, it was something that was really important to me to kind of create a kind of an object to examine and kind of be comfortable with, but you know, not be alone with, which was a lot of the process with the record. When it was finished, I did take about a year just to leave it, just to distance myself from it slightly, so that when it came out, it wasn't too too in the moment, too raw for me. So that was definitely, I think, a good step for me. Just to leave it for a little while and feel like I'd kind of made some progress, and it's still very much me, but it felt a little bit more me of the past.
Yeah, getting that distance from it seems like it could be helpful.
Yeah.
There's also sort of some distance between you releasing it and now coming up to tour it as well. Is that sort of much of the same mentality?
Yeah, that's a little bit of it. I mean, it's also when I released it and I had no idea what kind of live show would go along with it. Obviously had people come through in the studio and play the parts, but it wasn't kind of an active group that I was rehearsing with, and I'm not very good at kind of playing on my own, so the live show kind of came a bit later. So that's also been part of it, is now the band's kind of together, and we just want to come up and kind of share it with some more people. And but yeah, it wasn't a thing that kind of, when the album came out, was kind of ready to go, so there's been a bit of a delay.
I like the song track, Wonder in the Heat of Hell, which is an instrumental. And something about this track kind of, for me, gives me a John Fahey vibe. And it made me wonder who are some of the people you've looked to as you've developed your own guitar style?
Guitar-wise, I'm a big fan of Steve Gunn and William Tyler, and kind of Robbie Basho, people who can really make make a guitar song kind of stand on their own instrumentally. It's something I've been kind of ambitious with, trying to make a complete song with just guitar. Something I've always kind of wanted to be able to do, and had a go at it on this record, and yeah.
I like your guitar style, and I think it's recorded really beautifully too, because it feels like you're right there, like you can hear everything, every slide of the finger.
Yeah, James Goldsmith did a lovely job. Yeah.
The track that follows that instrumental is Road, and there's something quite cinematic about this song with that big sort of expansive synth line that then recedes back, and I think that sort of playfulness with space or use of space in your music is something that we saw a lot of in or heard a lot of in Soleil Backcountry China, and it's something that you seem to do very beautifully.
Yeah, and it's I suppose trying to write songs with a confidence in the future. I mean, you're kind of sitting with a guitar, you can kind of want to fill everything in when you're writing a song and want to feel like you can kind of start playing and get to the end. Whereas often when I'm writing a song on the guitar, you kind of think forward and you think, you know, I could leave all the space here and just, you know, let it breathe before a song starts, or you know, leave a dangerously long gap in the song, or yeah, I suppose that's kind of what I learned, was having confidence in the song later on.
Hmm. As a listener, it's something that I really enjoy. Road is an interesting track because you have this vocal processing happening that isn't on the rest of the record. What was the decision there? Or what was the tone you were hoping to strike?
Road is kind of a song about my parents. And so I was hoping to, originally I wanted to sing it quite high and trying to maybe reflect some youth, a younger person, like a boy kind of singing it. But the auto-tune ended up kind of creating that fragility. So yeah, it's kind of the idea was a kind of duet between myself as a boy and myself now.
My personal favourite on the record, I think, is I Was Dancing. I feel like it might be a crowd favourite too, perhaps.
It's a hit.
Yeah. I think the tension that builds in this track is part of what is so draws people in. And you know, going back to what we were talking about with the use of space, the lyrical pacing on this track is so slow. It's really measured, and you evoke a lot of imagery in this song too. Is that something you were intentionally doing?
Yeah, I was hoping to create, I think, with the whole record, trying to yeah, have that really very intimate little look, like you said, kind of look into myself, contrasted with a you know, existential step back at the whole world and kind of everything. And yeah, so I suppose lyrically in that song it was trying to shift between the two. It was kind of surreal, kind of grand moments and very tiny little personal moments.
train. I was dancing. In sudden colored lines.
Do you have a favorite song on the record?
Really been enjoying playing Dry House with the band. It's been a nice one to do live. I think it's sounding really nice. And yeah, I've been enjoying playing that one.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the track itself and writing it?
Yeah, I suppose Dry House is about drinking and, you know, destructive drinking. It's maybe a bit of a snapshot at particular time in my life. And yeah, it's kind of an apology to a couple of people, you know, kind of have to look after you when you're being a bit self-destructive.
I didn't ask you about it before, but you mentioned that you moved to Wairarapa to take up stone masonry for a minute there.
That's right.
What drew you to that profession, albeit temporarily?
I just needed a bit of time out of the city, and through a family friend, it's a small business based in Ekitahuna in the Wairarapa, building river stone walls. So I went out there and kind of lugged stones and built walls for the best part of a year. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. It's a good time out.
Hmm. And now you're studying psychology?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, in my second year of undergraduate.
In terms of when you finished this brief tour with the Cascade, are you got any musical plans up your sleeve?
Yeah, there'll be another record this year. Me and James Goldsmith are finishing up songs now and booking some time. The Blue Barn's gone, which is a bit sad, but we'll find somewhere.
That was Michael James Keane talking about his record, The Cascade. He'll be in Auckland tomorrow night playing at the Wine Cellar with a full band and with support from IE Crazy. If you want to head along and see that show, which I highly recommend, go and get a ticket from Under the Radar. It's cheap and it's an early show for a Sunday night. Great way to end your weekend.
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.